Well, what we've done, Max, is we've basically taken an existing 2003 master plan, which has consent. It was amended again in 2009 by others. And in January 2014, we've amended the master plan further to provide more of a family home type environment for Granton.
Right, well, that's a nice thought, isn't it? So, because we look around here and there's a lot of flats go up, isn't there? And a lot of small, so you're wanting to maybe attract a different kind of person here?
Yeah, I think it's the right thing for the area, without a doubt, to make it a family home-led environment. The glut of one and two bedroom flats that were on all the previous master plans certainly fulfilled the housing numbers that were needed for Edinburgh. But the importance of what we've done by providing family homes instead of flats simply makes it more fundable. At the moment, there's a glut of one and two bedroom flats. Nobody particularly wants any more of them. There's a huge supply out there. So yeah, we think that a family-led home type environment of some flatted development, but not on the scale that was proposed previously, but predominantly family homes, townhouses, and that's very important. And of course, we have to put all the infrastructure in to support it.
Well, I was going to touch on that. There's an interesting and a transport element to this, because we could see the tram line extended to this area. There's always been talk about a ferry going across the Forth to Fife. These are things you've thought about in your proposals.
Absolutely. We've been in discussions with a hovercraft operator who would run the services. The hovercraft seems to be the right way forward to deal with all the different weather conditions throughout the year. We've given them all the assistance we can. We welcome the hovercraft if and when it arrives. But it's not something that we're funding or organising. So we've given our permission and we welcome it to Granton Harbour, subject to it ticking all the boxes in respect of any permissions and consents they need.
Yeah. Okay, it all fits in well though, doesn't it? It all works together in terms of a master plan.
It does, I think. It does now. I think for years the recession was part of the reason why it didn't take off back in 2008. But as I've already said, since 2003, to my knowledge, people have been trying to get this away. And for such an incredible potential jewel with a seaside location, an existing harbour that's beautifully formed and going to last for another few hundred years, it would be criminal not to make the most of it. It's 2.5 miles from Edinburgh city centre, and there's a huge need for housing in Edinburgh, housing that can be afforded by the local people and the local community.
Yeah, that is important.
And I think that's important as well. Without been overly zealous on Granton, it was a huge base of industry for many, many years, right from the early 1800s. And it just seems that over the past few decades, it's been allowed to slip and slide. The community, the existing community here, outstanding bunch of people. All the people that are living here at the moment have bought into their flats and made a huge investment. And my general feedback from them is they don't particularly want to be sitting here any longer overlooking empty brownfield sites. They want to see development happen, but obviously the right sort of development.
And you want to get moving with this, presumably, as soon as you can.
Absolutely, yeah, it's important. We've put ourselves in a position where we could be started later this year, possibly as early as late summer, which would be, considering we only purchased the site in June last year, that's huge progress.
Okay, and it's a big project. It'll take a while, I presume.
It will. It's obviously going to be phased. Other entities that are involved in it, we've obviously got the marina, which can allow for berthing for up to 400 boats. Initially, there'll be a first phase of 200. There's a 100-bed hotel which sits overlooking the end of the marina, which is marked on all the master plans. That's something I think that would do very well. It's just outside the city centre. It's going to be something that's very desirable to stay in, but highly affordable. And also have separate facilities that support the marina, and also have a gymnasium, spa, and a restaurant that's not just for people who stay in the hotel, but for local community and local residents to use as well as and when they want to. There's some retail that we've already got consent for the retail. That was just over 9,000 square metres of retail. That was consented to in January 2014. the reasoning and logic behind our latest master plan is that we've moved the retail element, which is essential to support the increase in community, we've moved it to one central area, which is over near Granton Square, to bring a bit of life back into Granton Square. So we're not upping any retail that's allowed for in the area, we're simply relocating the pieces, putting them together so it provides something that's fundable. Getting the money to build all these things is key to it, and if we don't provide a modern, fundable scheme to the institutional investors, they simply won't invest and it'll lay idle for another 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect, developers sometimes might not have the best reputation in terms of, you want to build something, you want to make a profit. In the last few years, you know, a lot of flats go up, but it genuinely sounds like you're trying to create a bit of a community, you're thinking about what the area really needs and maybe do something a bit different.
Correct. I think it's not so much doing something different from what was previously proposed, but the most important thing is doing the right thing to make it happen. And I hear what you say about developers, but it depends which developer you're speaking to. But no, I feel passionately about the place. I've been up in Scotland for over 5 years. I've been involved in the site for over 5 years. It took a couple of years to purchase it. So having put all that time, effort and money into it, absolutely we want to do it right. And everybody's been given so many false starts on Granton that we really believe passionately that this time it will happen. Right. And everything's lined up correctly, as well as the economic situation, of course, that's helping things.